With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. If you're a farmer, there are few things more infuriating than herbicide-tolerant weeds, but it happens, and it's nothing new. In fact, the first reports date back to the 1970s. North Dakota State University Extension agent Chandra Langseth explains how that resistance occurs.
Weeds resistant to a herbicide is kind of a naturally occurring process. So think natural selection. They're just biotypes that exist that have unique characteristics in our weed population that make them less susceptible to a particular herbicide. So I think it's just important to note that herbicides themselves don't cause resistance, but how we use them, whether that's on our farms or in our lawns or homes, can help accelerate that resistance. And so again, if a weed is resistant to a particular herbicide, that means that it can withstand being sprayed with Roundup. It will live through that application.
And there are a few factors that determine how that occurs.
First, think about the weed's reproductive capacity. Does it produce a lot of seeds that are maybe kind of long-lived in the soil? Also, we can think about weed dispersal. So if we think about kochia, kochia is one of the weeds that we really struggle with in terms of control. And kochia produces a fair number of seeds, but it also can roll. So it's a tumbleweed that can roll to your neighbor's field. And so when we're thinking about weed resistance, certainly there's a lot that we need to do on our farm, but there's a lot that we need to do as an agricultural community to make sure that we're actively managing weed resistance.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.